DW.
The freezing cold front has brought rain, hail and snow.
Added showers through the course of the day with a freak.
Cold and wet across most parts of the province.
The average dam level in the Western Cape stands at 58%.
Here in Cape Town, recent rain and snow on nearby mountain peaks has brought some relief to residents after years of drought that resulted in tight water usage restrictions. The city's dam levels have increased to about 68% of storage capacity, a big improvement on 35% at the end of winter last year. But the authorities warn that with rainfall increasingly unpredictable, Capetonians must see their current water-saving mindset as the new normal. The drought of the past few years makes farmers in the Cape, like elsewhere in Africa, increasingly worried about the weather. When I meet up with farming consultant Kobus Hartman, he's speaking to Walter Klute, who farms up in the north of the country near Namibia.
He has not had any significant rain for the last 7 years, which is not typical of that area. That area doesn't get a lot of rain, but to get no rain for 7 years is totally extreme. And that's typical of climate change. Some years we're getting huge floods in some areas, some years we're getting absolutely nothing.
Peter Johnston, a climate scientist at the University of Cape Town's Climate System Analysis Group, says they're seeing more droughts and floods across Africa. But he says it's impossible to look at individual weather events and attribute them to climate change.
Climate change is an excitation of the atmosphere in terms of rainfall and temperature. And so the fact that we are getting a warmer planet and that's impacting on the climate, we fully expect to have more extremes. That's a signal of climate change. But we can't say this extreme or that extreme is due to climate change, but the frequency of extremes is projected to increase. So that is a result of climate change.
Johnston says what makes Africa more vulnerable to these changes is that an estimated 70% of the population grows some or all of their own food. Nigerian academic Chidibere Ofwebu agrees. He's a specialist in environmental management and climate change at UCT's African Climate and Development Initiative.
Most African countries are developing economy and majority of the population are dependent on farming or subsistence farming for livelihood. That means that impact of climate change on the people are more evident in their well-being and their socioeconomic status.
Professor Stephanie Midgley, an agricultural scientist at Stellenbosch University, thinks there's a great need for African countries to build up their resilience to climate change.
There are some countries that are more diversified economically and therefore more resilient. The fact is that the more diversified you are, even within agriculture or across different sectors, the more you can handle the shocks that come your way. So countries that have manufacturing or resources obviously are better able to cope sometimes with these things. But countries that have very low diversification and are really almost completely reliant on agriculture, they really take the shocks really badly.
One of the biggest concerns going forward is the issue of food security. Midgley says many governments cannot afford to import enough food when local crops have smaller yields or fail altogether. I meet up with community spokesperson Ziyanda Pandle at Imizamo Yeto, a sprawling township near the centre of Cape Town. It's been raining for almost a week. The air is cold as two little children play in the mud nearby. Water runs down the mountain between makeshift houses. Here, like elsewhere in Africa, it's always the vulnerable who suffer the most.
It impacts more especially the people who are in sheds. They suffer the most because when it's raining, water comes to their sheds and their sheds are closer to each other. So when it affects one, then it goes to the other. So last week was very terrible for the people of Imizamo Yeto.
But damage to homes, loss of belongings and poor harvests are not the only dangers caused by climate change, as Johnston says.
Health is huge because very many places don't have sufficient sanitation and they don't have sufficient stormwater drainage. So a flood, for example, in Mozambique causes widespread health issues. We also know that climate change has got an impact on the spread of malaria and other diseases that we haven't actually put our finger on, but we know that diseases are going to be more volatile and spread more because of increased temperature and rainfall.
The experts say governments need to take more and better action to help the population adapt to climate change. And this is particularly crucial in the case of farmers. Ofwebu says civic organisations have been teaching people climate-smart agricultural practices, but while governments are involved, they need to play a bigger role.
teaching them new agricultural practices that can help them manage both their farmland and the environment in a conservative way. Like, for example, minimum tillage of the ground and less mulching, all these agricultural practices that are adaptable to environmental change. Those practices are what government need to teach people.
Farmers will be particularly affected by climate change, but Ifwebu's comments that the more vulnerable people are, the less they have the capacity to adapt to the shocks of climate change, is echoed by the others. Professor Bruce Hewitson, director of the Climate System Analysis Group, believes we're running out of time.
If we don't stay below 2 degrees global warming, we are facing major problems because of disruption of societal practices and activities. So we're talking about impacts such as major migration, major disruption of coastal cities, major disruption of agricultural systems, water restrictions with the consequent health impacts. All of this, of course, is a constraint on development. So we're looking at an increase in negative factors that hold Africa back. And that, of course, has a trickle-down consequence into societal well-being, human security. So we're facing a decrease in human security going into the future unless we can get our act together soon.
Glynis Crook, DW, Cape Town.
DW.